Our churches in America are full of unsaved people. If you're lost, I would warn you to get saved before the coming onslaught of Islam. Time is getting very short. America and Americans will either repent or burn. The reason all hell is broke loose in the Middle East, in this country and throughout the world, is because the world has rejected the God of the Bible for a God of their own choosing. There will be no peace or deliverance from fear until the Prince of Peace returns. Because America has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, Islam has brought war to our shores and throughout the world. Death, hell, and destruction follow. The Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 13, he says, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now, why has America come under this onslaught of Islam? The major reason for it is because we've rejected God. And what we see happening throughout the world is that the heathen are raging. In Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, it says this, why do the heathen rage, and a people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. How would you like to become the laughing stock of God? Because that's what we in America are becoming, because we've rejected God. I can tell you that while the heathen rage, our only protection is in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not saved, you do not have the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to completely and joyfully latch on to the reproof that comes from God, from the Word of God, to get us through the coming onslaught that we're going to experience in this country. Most folks, American political leaders and American pastors, those that occupy our pulpits, keep saying that Islam is a religion of peace, and nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 23 through 32, kind of addresses our problem here today, is America will not return or turn at the reproof of God. We've chosen a God of our own understanding. And these particular scriptures, the Bible says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all of my reproof. Listen at this, folks. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. We are a nation full of fools that have been destroyed by our very own prosperity. We have so much in this country that most of the rest of the world does not have. Revelation 3:17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That is a perfect description of our country today, whether or not we're willing to admit it. We have so much increased with goods that we have no concern about the things of God. We could care less what God thinks about what we're doing. What we've done in this country is taken the good mercies and graces of God, the great blessings that he's put upon this nation, and the word of God that he's given us, and we've taken that very word of God and took it and shoved it back in God's face and says, we don't want it. We don't want anything to do with you. And because of that, we are under the judgment of God. And the issue that we have here is that we're going to continue to be under the judgment of God unless we repent of our sins and turn back to God. The question I would have for all of us this morning is, will America turn at the reproof of God? Will we repent of the wickedness we have done against God? Now, God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. That's a promise from God that if we will repent and put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver us, that he will deliver us. Now, that's a promise that applies to lost folks also. If you're out there this morning under the sound of my voice and you do not know whether or not you're going to heaven, then all you have to do is put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, and turn to him, and he will save you. If you're sincere with God, he will be sincere with you. Now, as I was saying a few minutes ago, we have a plague of American leaders and also preachers in our pulpits that are confused about who God is. Many state that the God of Islam is the God of the Bible. I will assure you that nothing could be further from the truth. The God of Islam is totally opposed to the God of the Bible. Both the Bible and the Quran present two radically different pictures of God. The Quran, for those of you that do not know it, is a so-called holy book of the Islamic religion. And that particular book is not a book that is from God. It is a book that was given by the God of this world. And we all know that the God of this world is Satan himself. Now, I want to ask you a question this morning. Whom say ye that God is? Who do you say that God is? And this is something that our pastors and preachers and leaders in this country ought to listen to, this scripture in 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. If that's not where we're at today, when you can start talking to people out here on the streets of Newport or anywhere else in this country about the Lord Jesus Christ, many times they answer you not a word. They know they're guilty, they know they're lost and dying and on their way to hell, and yet they'll answer you not a word. We are in dire straits because of that. We have churches that are full of unsaved people who have not repented of their sins and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no power in our churches, and the root cause of the problem is we have no power in our individuals because they're unsaved. And because we have churches full of unsaved people, then we have churches that have no power. And because we have churches that have no power, the church in America has experienced a massive falling away. There's a bunch of apostate churches out there that do not preach and teach the Bible, and they will not stand up for the doctrines of the Bible. Neither will they be separated from the things of this world. And it has created many, many problems for us in this country. Because we have forsaken God, we mock God, we claim to be Christians, and we continue to live like the devil, we have no power in our churches. Even for folks that are saved, we've got folks that are saved that will not live for the Lord. And when they will not live for the Lord, there is no power in that. And because we have no power, we do not have the power on our churches to go out and witness to people and bring the lost to Christ. And because of that, our country has been invaded by a false religion called Islam. And it's eating us up, folks. It is devouring our country. They're taking hold in places where you would not believe that they would be taken hold in. It is a frightful situation that we are in. And unless we repent and turn back to God, we are under the judgment of God. And he's going to use the very false religion of Islam and their wickedness and their vileness, their murderous ways, their terroristic ways, to judge our country. We must repent. The question I would have for our political leaders is, how long will our leaders, and not only in political office, but our so-called religious leaders, equate the God of Islam with the God of the Bible? Roman Catholicism, the world's second largest pagan religion, openly states that the God of Islam is the same God that the Roman Catholics worship. The Roman Catholics are exactly right. The God of Islam is nothing more than another presentation of the Old Testament Baal by the devil. The devil has put forth another false religion. And Islam has been around now for 1,400 years, and they've done nothing but murder and maim and kill and torture. I'm sick of hearing from American pulpits and also from American political leaders that most world terrorism is the product of radical Islam. The problem is not radical Islam, but Islam itself. The Muslims are doing nothing more than carrying out the ungodly commandments from the satanic Quran. What they are doing is what the Quran tells them to do. The Quran tells them to murder Jews. The Quran tells them to murder Christians. In fact, the Quran tells them to murder anyone that's not like them. And they are especially on a mission when it comes to the Jewish people and to Christians, genuine Bible-believing Christians. Now, we have a man in the White House right now that is probably one of the most ungodly men that's ever been in the White House. I believe that he's a Muslim, even though he denies that. And the guy that preceded him had a lot of respect for him, and that was President George W. Bush. But he made the statement many times that Islam is a peaceful religion and that the God of Islam is the same as the God of the Bible. Nothing could be further from the truth. In an ABC Nightline interview on December 8th of 2008, former President George W. Bush was asked if he believed the Bible was literally true and replied, "Probably not. No, I'm not a literalist, but I think you can learn a lot from it." There is the root of the problem. He does not believe the Bible. George W. Bush was supposed to be a Christian. He had a profession that he was a Christian. And when he can make a statement like the one that I just quoted to you, that explains why he can say that the God of Islam is the same as the God of the Bible. What it boils down to is this: Mr. Bush does not believe the Bible. He just used the Bible as a handbook on how to manipulate the electorate into thinking that he was a Christian so that they would vote for him. If Mr. Bush believed the Bible, why did he continue to promote Islam in the White House by participating in Ramadan celebration with wicked, God-hating, satanic pagans, and that within the very confines of the White House? If Mr. Bush was a Christian, why did he continue to prostitute himself to the enemies of God and praise the devil's religion? And that's what Islam is. It's the devil's religion. Since Mr. Bush claimed to be a Christian, I would ask him the same question that Jehu asked King Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament. In 2 Chronicles 19:2, here's what he had to say. "And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, 'Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.'" We're under the judgment of God because we will not say that we hate the things that God hates, because we will not participate in that. Now, if Bush was so deceived, what does that say about that demon-possessed Barack Hussein Obama that's in the White House now? Next to Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon, Obama is the most wicked man to ever occupy the White House. Obama hates Israel. The Obama administration is the most anti-Israel and anti-Semitic group ever to occupy the White House. That does not bode well for the United States of America. We are in serious trouble because we are no longer supporting Israel like we ought to be supporting them. It's just going to bring more judgment upon America because we won't support them. Now, lest I be accused of being a racist, let me say this. If you claim to be a Christian and have aught against a man because of his color, then your heart is not right with God. Many blacks in this country have turned to Islam because they do not see the love of God in many that profess that they know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that whole movement started in America's prisons, by the way. And there are a lot of people in America that have turned to Islam because they did not see the love of God in us. That's wicked, folks. We need to get around that. Now, let me say this. The God of Islam is satanic, unjust, unloving, unmerciful, wicked, violent, warmongering, destructive, and hateful. That's what the God of Islam is all about. Muhammad, their demon-possessed prophet of Islam, was a woman-hater and a child molester. And he done nothing but he done the bidding of his father, the devil. He was a child of the devil. The God of Islam also denies the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and also the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of Islam says that we worship three gods because we believe in the Trinity. The God of Islam cannot decide whether he created the world in 6 days or in 8 days. The God of Islam created a man from a blood clot. The God of Islam hates Jews and Christians, unlike the God of the Bible. The God of Islam says that he will murder the Saturday people first, and that's the Jews, and then the Sunday people, and that's Christians. The God of Islam says that he will kill anybody that does not believe like he believes. The God of Islam and Roman Catholicism converts with the sword. The God of Islam will not allow a Muslim to be put to death for murdering a non-Muslim. The God of Islam has a purgatory. The God of the Bible does not. The God of Islam does not have an eternal hell. The God of Islam predestinates people to hell. The God of Islam has prepared hell for Jews and Christians. The God of Islam is a God of war, not a God of peace. I repeat, the God of Islam is a God of war and not a God of peace. Islam is not a religion of peace, regardless of what our two previous presidents say. They are a warlike people who are hell-bent on the destruction of the United States of America, Israel, Jews, and Christians. They are after our people. They're coming here for nothing but to destroy us. Now, in their 1,400-year history of Islam, they have murdered, listen to this figure, 270 million people that would not accept their religion. The only religious group that comes close to that is Roman Catholicism. Islam has murdered over 60 million Christians, 80 million Hindus, and 10 million Buddhists, just to name a few. And get this figure, there are 1.4 billion Muslims in the world. One in every three babies that are born in the world today is born into the Muslim religion. They are coming to get us, folks. Now, the God of Islam has a heaven that's full of whoremongering, adulterous, drunken men that are in it. For you women's livers out there that hate Bible-believing Christianity, you ain't seen nothing yet. When the Muslims take over America, there will be no rights for anyone. You will have to sleep with a man that has at least three other wives and as many overnight whores as he wants. You will be the property of your man, but you will not have the same rights to do exactly what he does. The wickedness that he goes to, you'll not have that. If you are a woman in Islam, you better hope you never get raped, because if you do, you'll get stoned to death for it. Also, Islam and Roman Catholics are twins, if you will. If you look at Revelation chapter 17, it talks about a coming church that is going to be a one world church, and they'll make up the biggest majority of it because they hold to a God that is not the God of the Bible. In fact, the God that they will embrace will be the Antichrist. Now, the Bible says that they, and anybody that believes like them, I'm talking about Islam, they're an abomination before God. Their religion is. God wants to see the Islamic peoples saved. He wants them to come to salvation. But they have rejected the God of the Bible. Now, after all that I've said to you, I'd like you to take back a look at the things that I've said that Islam says that does not line up with what the Bible teaches. Now, can you tell me, based upon that the God of Islam is the same as the God of the Bible? I think not. If you believe that, I would ask you a question. How much more delusional can you get? Wake up. Wake up, America. We need to wake up and look at what we're up against. If we do not turn back to God, we're going to be in some serious trouble. The Quran, I've done a detailed study on both the Quran and the Hadith, and I will assure you that the Quran is nothing but the devil's book. It promotes nothing but hate-mongering, God-rejecting, filthy sewage is what it promotes. And the Quran came slithering up out of the pits of hell. What we need to remember is that we are at war with Islam. And the reason that we're up at war with Islam is we have rejected the God of the Bible. If you haven't seen what my theme is here, my theme is that we are going to suffer from the onslaught of the God of Islam because we have rejected the God of the Bible. He's going to let us have our way is what he's going to let us have. And trust me, we don't want that. I want you to take a look. Islam is our enemy and should be placed in the same category as the communists were when we were battling with them. Make no mistake about it. Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Qatar, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Oman, Indonesia, and Lebanon all hate America. And what's the common thread that runs through those countries? It's Islam. If you've done any following of what's been happening in the Middle East here recently, you know that whole area is coming apart over there. And what they're going to do is they're going to be gathering together for an attack upon the nation of Israel. They seek the destruction of Israel. They want no peace with the nation of Israel. And one of the big problems we have in this country here is that we have American men that are standing in pulpits that are coming out and are not supporting the nation of Israel. In fact, they're coming down on the side of the Arabs, and that's not good for America, for us to be in that situation. And I would remind you that the list of countries that I just called out has been the place where terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Tanzim, Fatah, and Hezbollah, and the Muslim Brotherhood came out of. And all these people seek the destruction of America, any Western society, of the Jewish people, and also of Israel itself. Now, I would like to remind us that as a nation, America's blessings and protection rise and fall on how we treat the nation of Israel. They rise and fall on it. Tragically, America is full of people that don't like the Jewish people. And a lot of them are in our churches today. They don't have a biblical understanding of what God and how God feels about the Jewish people. I would remind anybody that's sitting out there this morning that my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was a Jew. He was a Jew. And if you reject him simply because he's a Jew, then what you're doing is you're rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you reject him, you're going to burn in hell. You will burn forever. And if we do not do something here in America, if we do not repent, we're going to burn in the graveyard of nations is what's going to happen to us. And for those of you that know anything about your Bible, if you'll go and look at Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 and do a study of the nations that are listed there, and I just mentioned a few of them a few minutes ago, and take them and put them on a modern map, you'll see that what we're talking about there is nations that are going to be coming against the nation of Israel in an alliance with the Russians. And they seek nothing but the destruction of Israel, and they have. Israel, since they reformed as a nation on May 14th of 1948, have had nothing but terror to contend with. They have had five major wars that they've been involved in and had to fight against these peace-loving Muslims, these peace-loving Islamic people that have fought five wars against them trying to destroy them. Yeah, they love peace, all right. It's a peace where you'll have no rest until they totally destroy you. The thing that we need to remember is that Islam hates America and they hate Israel. And the other thing, too, that we need to remember is that the United Nations also hates Israel. 61% of the resolutions that go through the United Nations Security Council have been against the nation of Israel. Now, I said a minute ago that our blessings in America rise and fall upon how we treat the Jewish people. Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3 says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee." And he's talking about the nation of Israel. He's talking to Abraham in these scriptures here. And he goes on to say, "And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Did you see that he said he would bless those that bless and curse those that curse? And that is a part of that Abrahamic covenant. And in that covenant, the land of Israel was promised for an eternity, for as an everlasting possession for the nation of Israel. And anytime we get involved in a situation where we are dividing the land up in over in the nation of Israel, as they like to do in the so-called roadmap to peace over there, we are in serious trouble. Because Joel chapter 3 verse 2 has this to say, "I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land." He's going to bring the nations into the valley of judgment down there because they have parted the land that was given to Israel. He says that land belongs to Israel and to him, and that's the God of the Bible. Now, God has also said that he is going to go forth and fight against those nations that will gather against Israel over there. And these nations that are going to gather are the nations that hold to to Islam over there, the Muslims. He says that there's coming a day of judgment for those people. He says that, then shall the, in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3, "Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle." And then in verse 12 of that same chapter, "And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth." There is coming a day of judgment for all the wicked. Psalm 9 verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that hate God." We're in a situation in America today where by our actions, we prove that we hate God. We prove that we hate God's chosen people also. The question I have for you today is, are you saved? Are you going to be here for these great battles that are coming up, for Armageddon? Will you be here? And I'll tell you this, that if you are not saved, you will die in your sin and spend an eternity in hell. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ while you can. Thank you.